I would like to welcome the president of Kachara House, Dato May Peng, for her welcome. On behalf of our founder and spiritual advisor, His Eminence Samdhu Rinpoche, I would like to welcome you today to this very auspicious day in which we are celebrating His Eminence 46th birthday, the first Kachara ordination of Buddhist pastors, and not forgetting the launch of the first of a series of Sam Rinpoche's historical books. Now, the MC, who is also my daughter, is trying to bully me. She gives me only 3 minutes. So therefore, I will not elaborate on the whole program of the pastor ordination. Instead, I will talk about our guru, Sam Thupa Rinpoche, Kachara, and you. The whole concept of pastor ordination was thought about and conceptualized by Rinpoche. The reason being that it is possible for us ordinary people to have a great spiritual journey along Buddhist philosophy and doctrines, which are profound and ancient, but brought to us in a modern way, and that begins the spirituality in a new era. Teachings of Rinpoche can be obtained both from him personally, from his blog, and the YouTube. There are hundreds of teachings in these two media of communication. But however, it is important once in a while that we meet live people. And because Rinpoche does not have all the time, as he has to do so much other work to meet all of you every day, he has decided that he will obtain ordained pastors who will be able to teach and explain and answer your questions on Buddhism. Now, Rinpoche is very modern in his approach to Buddhism, and this is the very attractive part of his teaching. Buddhism is always considered to be very old. When you are retired and when you have the time, you will practice it. But actually, Buddhism should be practiced the moment you are born. How, I do not know, but it could be possible. Kachara. What is Kachara? Kachara is an organization that actually has 14 departments. It caters to every aspect of life. And you can practice spirituality, Buddhism, and virtuous living by being part of us. We have 14 departments, with the newest being in Shanghai. And it is called the Kachara Tea House. That, I am sure, will appeal to all the entrepreneurship of the young people. Sometimes, people will ask, is it possible for us to practice spirituality in the way that Kachara operates? My answer is yes. All that we do in Kachara is to facilitate and help you to bring out the generous nature in us and to contribute to benefit others. This is what Kachara does, with an education and a practice. If you are an artist, you can do so in Kachara. If you are a writer, same thing. If you are a salesperson, the same thing. Whatever may be your profession, or whatever you may like, this is where Kachara can facilitate. I could actually go on and on about what Kachara does, but with 3 minutes, I think I have to move on. You. Now, what can you do in order to have a life that's virtuous, contributing to others? Come to Kachara. There are many things you can do. Come and see what we do. And whatever we are doing now, ultimately, is toward a goal. And that goal is called Kachara World Peace Center. It would be an institution of alternative learning based on Buddhist philosophies. It will be in Malaysia for Malaysians, and we hope that Malaysians will be able to spread the teachings of the doctrine of Buddhist philosophy in 10 directions from here. Malaysia, as Ritchie will always say, is a beautiful country where we can always have the privilege of practicing what we want. I wish to thank all of you for sharing your time with us tonight. And once again, I hope that having met Ritchie, you will experience his promise. His promise is to give happiness to people. Happiness in your life every day. And that, I think, is something that's very empowering. I thank you all for coming, and I thank everybody for being here with us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mason.
谢谢南都美方。
Let me tell you a little bit about being a pastor. The purpose, the function, and what is Rinpoche's vision. Rinpoche is creating history today by ordaining the first Buddhist pastors at Kachara House.
那让我们来为大家解说关于这个佛教讲法事。这一次呢，尊贵的詹都会仁波切为客家拉佛教中心委任佛教讲法师呢，是件史无前例的事情。
Rinpoche's objective of creating pastors is to empower lay people to continue this unbroken lineage of authentic teachings which came from Buddha Shakyamuni himself.
那仁波切呢，委任讲法师的目的是在于授权于在家人将源自佛陀释迦牟尼的纯正教法传承发扬光大。
The pastor vows have been especially tailored by Rinpoche for lay people and also based on this same lineage.
江淮师的戒律呢，是由詹都古仁波切根据佛教的传承而为在家人量身定做。Pastors
will serve to bridge the gap between the congregation and the Sangha by communicating Dharma to those seeking spiritual knowledge and guidance in a more familiar and accessible way.
讲法师呢，是增加和想获取佛法知识及指引的修行人之间的桥梁。讲法师是透过在家人的外表呢，让佛法的教诲更显得平易近人及更为易懂。The
pastor's main duties are to serve others through sharing Dharma, helping students with their practice, and to be an example of the teachings to inspire others.
讲法师主要职责呢，是透过与大众分享佛法，在学生修习的路上的给予帮助，并成为佛法教诲中的榜样，以服务大众及启发他人。Pastors
will also assist the Lama to help people along their spiritual path and prepare them to receive higher teachings and initiations.
讲法师呢，协助上师指引人们在修行路上走得更为顺遂，也帮助修行人接受更高层次的教诲及灌顶而做准备。
A pastor is expected to conduct oneself with good ethical behavior, wear his or her uniform with integrity and have a strong sense of servitude.
一个讲法师必须持有良好的道德行为及遵守诺言的态度，穿上讲法师的制服，及拥有可为他人服务的精神。
Being appointed a pastor by the guru means that one is given an opportunity to practice in this special way, which will speed up one's spiritual cultivation by being able to engage and do more to benefit others.
因为被上师委任的讲法师，意味着他被赐予特殊修行方式的机会，既是投入佛法工作及付出更多来利益他人，而这将使他修行上的成长更为快速。
Lastly, the pastor's duties include baby blessings, home blessings, counseling, conducting bereavement rituals and prayers. In the future, when empowered by Rinpoche, they will also give refuge and lay precepts.
最后呢，讲法师的职责呢，也包括主持婴儿佛化洗礼，替我们的居家做加持，辅导及主持超度仪式及祈愿法会。在未来的日子里呢，得到仁波切的授权之后，讲法师也可以给人们受皈依戒。Tonight,
in Kachara House, four individuals will be given their pastor vows and ordained. To let you know more about them, we have interviewed them and there's a video for you to understand more about them, get to know them in a way, and understand what inspired them.
在了解讲法师存在的意义后呢，让我们来观赏克谢拉佛教中心四位讲法师的访问短片，来听听到底是什么启发了他们，以让他们选择踏出这一步，以服务更多的人。
Enjoy。
My spiritual journey really begins in Kachara, because Kachara has one of the most precious or jewel in organization, and that is the presence of a real guru, Rinpoche. Yeah, I remember when I first heard about this, the immediate thought was that, wow, what a privilege that I have this recognition. And immediately I felt an overwhelming sense of a feeling of gratefulness that what Rinpoche did was actually fulfill my own personal wish, basically to give my spiritual career a boost by fulfilling my wish and love to share Dharma and to spread the Dharma to benefit more people. Because by being a pastor, I think that it would be more effective for me to spread the words of Buddha and Rinpoche's teachings. Of course, I don't think that I'm fully qualified to be a pastor, but I'm willing to commit myself to take up this position, and I really look forward to working as one and to be the best pastor I can be. I think pastorship will earn me more respect because it does involve holding more vows and also having to conduct myself in a certain way that is a living example of the Dharma rather than just, you know, talking about it and not living it that way. So I hope that more people will benefit from what I say by virtue of people being aware that I'm more committed and I am also serious about what I'm talking about. That would definitely inspire more people to have faith and commit to the practices. But I think the most powerful person that inspired me to do that would be Rinpoche, because of his example of selfless and tireless work to promote and help us all become a better people. Another reason that I chose this so-called career is that I benefit a lot from learning and practicing the Dharma. I believe that if somebody, a lay person like me, can receive so much benefit, certainly everybody else can benefit from it. And that's one of my sincere wish, to share Dharma with other people. I'm just like everybody else. I have no attainments or any special qualities, right? And I believe that in order to learn and improve ourselves, yeah, knowledge comes first, right? And we cannot learn or absorb things if we have a high ego characteristic. Therefore, I believe that humility would be a key factor in learning process. And sincerity. If we are sincere about sharing with people something that is very beneficial, then I think we'll be able to reach out to people better. In the absence of other higher qualities and motivation, I think that's all I have to work with. And so far, it has benefited me and also those people who have attended my talks. That's why I feel that once we have these two qualities, it will help us develop the higher qualities like, you know, universal love, universal compassion, and such. For whatever career we are in, we must have certain motivation to have passion. And for me, sharing Dharma, the biggest motivation and benefit was that I feel very joyful when people tell me that they have actually improved their lives, or they are happier people now after listening to the talk or following the instructions of our guru or the methods that are available from learning the Dharma. Sometimes the accounts that they give me about how their life is transformed, even by the little practice they have done, is very touching and very motivational for me. And that makes me determined to pursue this path, which has given me experiences that I would never experience in normal worldly pursuits and career.
So 多年以来，我一直在坚持这个佛法呢，最主要的是因为我遇到了一个很尊贵的一个上师，一个心灵导师，可以引导我学习佛法的知识。我在家住佛教中心的时候，我的父亲呢刚好得到肺癌，他很快呢就是要面临死亡。在瑞木戒的指导下，就是用佛法呢去安抚他的恐慌的心灵。直到我的父亲进入死亡的那一刻，他都是很镇定的、很安详的去世。这也使我了解到佛法呢，它的力量 真的是很广大，就连我们一个人最害怕的就是面对死亡呢，他都可以安抚到一个死亡人士呢进入那种很寂静很安详的状态而往生。我的父亲的往生呢影响我一直坚持呢在佛法事业里面的工作。我很想跟人家分享当初仁波切是怎样指导我，怎样去协助这些灵亡者要过世的时候，怎样去协助他们，这是我在佛法学习里面的很重要的一个学问。当仁波切跟我提出我愿不愿意成为其中的一个讲法师的时候呢，我心里呢很矛盾，我的修行我的佛学的修养到底有没有达到这样的一个成就呢？但是我想到仁波切跟我这样提起的话，他一定认为我是可以胜任的，只是我需要度过呢最重要的就是我心灵上的这一关。讲到特别的专长呢，从仁波切身边所学到的就是帮他怎样去设立佛台，然后怎样去邀请佛菩萨，最重要的就是在法事仪轨这一方面呢，我有这样的一个知识。不断的接触仁波切还有感恩寺里面寺院的这些僧人呢，我可以看到他们所从事的法事呢还有这些仪轨的重要性是什么。一般人呢遇到问题的时候，有些东西是我们不能所解决的，法会呢是一个方法呢可以帮助我们呢，就是通过供养佛法僧这三宝所累积的功德呢消除我们的这些恶业。作为一个讲法师，要让大家更有深一层的去认识我们的佛教的仪轨，虽然它不是修面的一个方法，但是它可以协助我们呢更加的集中我们的精神，调整我们的这些心态呢，然后借用三宝的力量呢去协助那些需要帮忙的人。作为新生代的一个讲法师呢，我希望我学到的这些佛学知识呢可以跟大家分享，然后用我们的智慧呢去解决我们的日常所面对的问题，使我们更加了解我们的宗教我们的文化，让我们的生活可以变得更美好，然后对我们的生命的认识呢有更深一层的了解，可以不断的去协助不同的众生还有不同的生命。我最高兴的就是遇到一个真正的一个上师，这个上师呢提供我最宝贵的这个佛学知识，这个是我最感激仁波切所传达还有教导给我的这些佛学的知识。
What strikes me most about Buddhism is something that is applicable for everybody to better themselves, irregardless of what age, culture, nationality. So that is which stands out to me the most. Prior to Kachara, I was working in a corporate field, and my educational background was in instructional systems design.Basically, due to the support and kindness of my parents, I was able to complete a master's degree in a field called instructional systems design. Basically, I've always been very interested to learn how human beings learn to improve themselves. So that was what I studied. The quickest way, the easiest way for people to learn. And that was what I did in the corporate world, to help peopleto learn so that they can perform better at their jobs. When I first came to Kachara, one of the first teachings I had was directly from His Eminence Tenpu Gurungji. And that was when I find that the teachings, the way he presented it, the content, everything is very applicable to modern people like myself. And the way it was presented totally blew my mind away. I saw that instructional systems design, what I learned beforewas taken into a new level that I've never seen before. And it's not just for a career, but it is to improve the people themselves. And when we learn this way, it can be applied in anything, in our daily lives, as well as in their careers. It's to improve the way we live in general. So that was when I saw this methodology being applied. It is something that has been specialized for thousands and thousands of years, which I never knew of. And it's these teachings that make me even more curious to learn and to find out more for myself. When Rinpoche first brought up this idea of me becoming a pastor, I was quite surprised. I was quite shocked. But upon thinking about it further, it actually puts everything into perspective. Pastor is another role. But because of my interest in how people learn and my wish to also help people learn something that can benefit them, I felt that it was something that I've already been doing. And Rinpoche was very kind. We actually had a conversation, and Rinpoche said that it is when you become a pastor, it's not because of something that you are trying to be. When you become a pastor, it basically means that you are one already. So that gave me some confidence. Also, of course, Rinpoche told me there's certain things that I need to be working on and to develop myself in. So therefore, it is something that upon listening to what Rinpoche has advised, I felt that, okay, it's not something so scary or so foreign. It's just to help people learn and find a method to live a happier life. So that's how it is for me now. How will my life be different as a pastor? Basically, as I mentioned, it sort of put things in perspective for me. And how it will be different basically is I see myself having this opportunity to focus even more in the methods as presented in the Buddhist teachings for myself to learn and for myself to actually put it into my life, to live it out, and the opportunities to share with others as well. I think you'll be more focused in that way as a pastor, and the various platforms that I have to express this is through the education department in Kachara, as well as through the online media of Kachara Media and Publications. So these are the two main ones. Eventually, of course, there will be other more applicable ways, not just in teaching, but perhaps through counseling. So that's something that I'm looking forward to be doing more.
我听了仁波切的一个开示，叫做印记。然后在这开示里面呢，我领悟了一些东西，就是说，其实仁波切有说到呢，就是说，其实我们人生最大的目的，其实是要利益别人，然后你才会快乐，别人的痛苦就会减低。然后这个让我印象很深刻，这是推动我想要成为讲法师的其中一个原因。 然后另外一个原因呢，其实我发觉到，当你当了一位讲法师，你可以把最宝贵的宗喀巴的那个传承继续流传下去，就是因为这两个原因，所以我觉得成为讲法师对我来说是意义深重的。因为从来没有想过自己要成为一个讲法师，在我印象中，讲法师其实是很严肃的一个角色，所以我是不爱耶稣的人。 内心肯定有挣扎。其实我是一个很安于现状，心理上我是一个比较懒惰的人，因为我不想走出我的那个舒适圈。当讲法师，你要时时刻刻要谨记，就是说自己要是一个很真实的一个例子，就是你要站在别人面前呢，你就是一个活生生的典范。这对我来讲其实是不容易跨过。当我再把就是仁波切的法。 就是跟我身边的人分享的时候呢，我发觉到其实我给他们带来了很多的快乐。我不认为我是一个称职的讲法师，我的佛法知识不是那么的丰盛， 而且我人生经验肯定也不及很多的长辈，就是来得丰富。为什么会让我想要成为一个讲法师，然后我想要成为一个讲法师呢？其实最大的原因是我相信仁波切。我相信如果仁波切给我这样子的一个角色去担任，那我只要我努力去做，我一定可以胜任。当了一个讲法师，其实不管是在个人的内在心理上呢，其实我觉得我个人一定要调整自己。凡事我不再是以自己的出发点为想，而是以别人的出发点为想。我自己试过了好几次，我发觉当我在为别人设想的时候呢，其实我会比自己设想还更快乐。所以这个就是成为讲法师之后我会做的第一步，先以利益他人为出发点。我觉得身为一个讲法师呢，其实对我身为一个在家人来说，其实是蛮不容易的。但是我想我要对自己下一个承诺，我希望借助这个仁波切给我的这个角色，然后帮助仁波切推广他的佛法事业，直到我就是人生的最后一天。